When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
We're here on the line with Marcus Applefield, getting a look at 2014, the future, what he is looking to do here. A lot of schools are interested, visited a lot of places, and it's the first time having him on here as a visitor, so let's bring him on to the show. Marcus, how you doing?
I'm real good. How you? Just about to go work out here real soon.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, a consummate professional, somebody that, you know, is always after it and talking about working out. How often do you work out? I mean, in your daily life, how often are you out there getting ready for the future?
5 to 6 days a week, at least. Sometimes I can't sleep if I don't work out.
Now, some people want to sleep so they don't have to work out, and you sound like you're the opposite.
Yeah, I can't sleep if I don't work out. I feel bad.
Now, when you have some of these workouts, what do they entail for you? I mean, what are you out there doing, especially like here in the summer, to get ready?
Oh, I'll do from agility to strength to stamina. I'll work out in the weight room. I'll go outside and run with the sled, with the parachute, with the weight vest. I'll do everything pretty much.
Is there anything that you don't like doing when it comes to working out?
Well, my older brother, he always told me, figure out what you don't like to do and do it that day.
So what is it? Is there something, I mean, does it change for you? Or
it differs every day. So if I say, you know, I don't feel like doing lunges today, looks like I'm doing lunges today.
Well, it's definitely a good way to look at it and to, you know, really get the best of yourself and your talent. Are you happy right now with the schools that have come out to you? Because you have really seemed to get a lot of interest in that 2014 class coming up. Are you happy with what you've received so far?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'd be happy with one. I mean, I'm blessed. I couldn't be more blessed.
When you see this list and, you know, all the schools, you know, all the way down the line, from FAU to FIU, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Marshall, Maryland, Massachusetts, all the way down this line as it continues, when you see all of these schools that have come up and shown their interest to you, looking at that list, did you ever think in your life that you would have a list like this that, you know, is over 10 schools and heading toward 20?
Oh, not at all. I think my head coach, I think he most likely saw it, but I didn't see it like that at all. I was thinking maybe one or two or three or four, and that was the match for me. But, you know, I guess hard work and just putting myself out there changed it for me. Coming from such a small school, I didn't think anyone was going to see me.
And describe that school. I mean, obviously you're down in Florida, and there's some schools down there that get a lot of publicity. But talk about your school and what your environment is like down there.
Well, we started 3 years ago, and first football practice, our school wasn't even being finished built yet. So we were practicing at my middle school all our spring. We were hitting there, working out in a tiny weight room there with, you know, not enough weight at all. And when my freshman year coming in, I was only 6 foot, 6 foot one, 195 pounds. And starting a team up like that, you know, we're at our maximum right now. Our team is as close as can be. And it's definitely breathtaking.
When you see such a change from where you started to where you are now, I mean, was that adversity for you? Because, you know, some people, I mean, most of the stories around the country, they go into a high school, they have their weight room, they have their fields, they have their facilities, they do what they need to do, and they move on from there, find a school that fits them, and they go on to college. In your case, you've had to face adversity, deal with change, kind of grow with a program. What's the experience been like to not only be a football player, but to have to grow as the school got bigger?
Oh, it was a big change, especially, you know, when most kids go to a high school and they already have all their senior leaders and captains that can point them in their direction to go the right way. When I had to be a captain as a freshman, and there was other sophomores on the team, and it was hard. Because I had no clue what leadership was like, because I hadn't been in high school yet, so So I had to start from scratch and basically build my leadership all the way to up to senior year.
When you're building yourself up through this program, from where you started to where you are now, just go with me and the school. What changed with the school as you continued, and what changed with you? How did you become more of a leader?
Oh, in the school, back in, actually not till last year, just the whole environment of the school changed. From the football team, you know, from everyone being close, from everyone seeing the football team, you know, eat lunch together at the table, or everyone seeing or hearing the football team scream in the weight room, you know, trying to push up weight. And, you know, that just wasn't happening my freshman and sophomore year. You know, we had cliques and groups, and, you know, people, we didn't have a commitment and accountability on our team. But right now, we're getting real close to that. We're almost, you know, tip-top.
What does it mean for you? I mean, most people, like we talked about, you leave your high school, you go on to college, you try to make a name for yourself. In your case, you've already started to make a name for yourself with this school, and as the school is trying to build into a successful football program. What does it mean to you to establish something with this high school? I mean, does this high school really mean a lot to you?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I could have went to any other high school in my county, really. And I chose Wickiwachee, and I'm glad I chose it. We have a wonderful head coach, Mark Lee, and I'm just glad he had experience at West Virginia, being a GA there. So he helped us out tremendously. And, you know, I'm not just leaving, you know, a legacy in my school. I'm leaving a legacy in my county, because not many people, you know, get out of this town.
What made you want to stay with your school instead of going to another school, transferring, being somewhere where there's a football program that's more established? What made you want to stay?
Basically, it was pretty much just our head coach, Coach Lee. My parents were going to transfer me over to Plant City, you know, so I can get some good recruiting since freshman year, and I would have been set. We would have had leaders, but, you know, Coach Lee, he made me stay.
What did he do to get you to stay? When you talk about Coach Lee, what was it about him that got you to stay?
He has his head on his shoulders so well. He's like a second dad to me, pretty much. He's an amazing guy.
And in that relationship that he had with you, when you had those moments of maybe I should leave, maybe I should go find another program, what type of things did he say to you, being like a father figure? What did he sit down and talk to you about?
Oh, you know, he just always talks to me about leadership and how to lead the team and make everyone accountable. And he had no doubt in me. He's like, if you put your time and work in, you know, I can get a set up weeks to where you can go somewhere. And all you have to do on your side is give me, you know, your accountability and loyalty into this team. And that's what happens. And I'm blessed right now.
To have Coach Lee and then to also be in the situation that you're in at that high school as the program grows, do you feel like you're maybe more wise beyond your years, or you grew up a little bit faster? I mean, do you, when you look at yourself in the mirror, do you feel like you're more prepared for football in college because of what you've gone through in high school?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, our training, you know, some college coaches come over and see our training and conditioning and say it's close to theirs or even more standard than theirs.
And how does that happen with Coach Lee to come into this program? I mean, what made, did he ever tell you what made him want to build this program and you know, to have something special at this school as opposed to trying to be a coach at another established school? Did he ever talk to you about why he chose to do this?
No, he hasn't. But, you know, he has told us he did have the chance to leave and go coach at another college, but he just couldn't, you know. He wants to see us be successful and turn into men. That's what Coach Lee wants us to do. He wants us to be, you know, men.
When you look at Coach Lee, you had brought up the fact of his connection to West Virginia, and is that something that built a relationship with West Virginia for you? I mean, is that a team that you liked before, or was that more a connection to Coach Lee?
Well, I would say, yeah, that one was more of a connection to Coach Lee. Coach Lee actually contacted them and said, you know, why haven't you looked at this kid yet? And I don't know. They asked, like, you know, where's Ricky White? They didn't even know where the school was. They couldn't find it on the map.
So to go from not being able to be found on a map to getting an offer from West Virginia, what can you say to your coach that he's aided in not only helping the school but helping you to get out there? I mean, how important has he been in making sure that teams know who you are?
Oh, he's been real important, not only to me, to, you know, future high school players that come to Wiki Watcher that are going to be recruited, that, you know, they're actually going to be on coaches' maps, and they're actually going to come to Wiki Watcher to see, you know, what kind of talent we have.
Looking at some of the schools in the South, you know, where you are right now in Florida, looking at South Florida and Central Florida, both of which that you have offers from, is there an interest for you to be in the state, or do you feel like you'd rather get out of the state of Florida for a little while, with also having offers from FAU and FIU? I mean, when you look at those four schools, does that make you want to stay, or do you still want to kind of experience what life is like outside?
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter to me, really, because my family, they're going to follow me wherever I go, and I really appreciate that, because they support me 110%. And, you know, I'm open to moving or staying in Florida.
When you talk about family, what members of your family are really part of your support system? Who's been there for you through this process and throughout your life?
Well, I live with my stepdad, my mother, my brother, my grandma, my little sister, and, you know, they've been supporting me 110% even before I was getting recruited.
When you have a family life like that with your stepdad, your mom, you talk about your siblings and your grandmother all in one house, what do you take from your family? I mean, do you learn from each of those members of your family?
Oh, of course. And, you know, it's sometimes it's not even just us six. We usually have, you know, someone staying in the house. It's crazy, but, you know, I learn from each and every one of them, and each and every one of them is special to me.
I know with having a grandmother and being close to them, you know, my grandmother is actually going to be 97 years old this summer. And, well, actually later this year, I should say. So having a grandma in the house with you and having that experience, I've had the experience of learning from my grandmother. Do you take, what has your grandmother taught you? I mean, are there any lasting memories of something that she said or advice that she's given you that's really stuck with you?
Well, you know, basically, she always used to, you know, give me advice on females, and when me and my brother were little, she would always kill us in basketball. But she's giving me, you know, tips on pretty much everything, on life, on football, on, you know, just everything all around.
Having that, and you know what, it's funny that you said that, because my grandmother always gave me advice on women, too. Has that advice helped you at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And my mindset on women has definitely changed from my freshman year to my senior year.
And you said that Grandma beat you and your brother in basketball. How badly did she beat you growing up, and how often did that happen?
Oh, she beat us every weekend, two against one. She beat us horribly.
How are you doing against Grandma now? Can you take her now?
I think so.
Now, did Grandma ever line up with you on the football field, or did she leave that up to you?
Oh, no, she's one of those grandmas that's getting into fights in the bleachers.
Well, it sounds like, you know, you definitely have that support system, and it seems like with the toughness of your grandmother, maybe there isn't any defensive lineman that's scary to you out there.
No, I promise you, I'll never be scared of another human being.
Being an offensive tackle and being on the offensive line, in all seriousness, what made you want to play this position? Was this position kind of just thrust upon you and, Marcus, this is where you're going to be, or did you find interest in this position when you were growing up?
Oh, no, I played center. I was the only sixth grader to start, and all the way through eighth grade I played center. And then when I got to Wiki Watchy, I played center, guard, and then I ended up at right tackle my sophomore year. And then throughout that, I said, Coach, do you mind if I can get left tackle? Because I just felt more comfortable at left tackle, and that ended up being, you know, one of the best positions I've played. Well, other than center, you know, I also played really good at center. There's actually, you know, a couple films of highlights at center in my highlight tape, but other than that, you know, left tackle's where I like.
Now, when you've had these schools come to you and offer you opportunities, are they recruiting you as a tackle, guard, center, alignment in general? How are some of these schools recruiting you?
They all pretty much want me at left tackle.
So you kind of lucked out because they want you exactly where you want to be.
Exactly.
And what did they say to you about the left tackle position? Why do they want you there? Is it because this is what you played most recently? Or, you know, what's been
they,
that?
They think I'm perfect for it. You know, I have long arms and real quick feet and a big butt to support me.
Now, being at 6'6", 270 is what I have you at. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I'm 6'6", 280, but it's fine. I range.
Now, having that, you know, having the height and then also, like you talked about, the build, have you had a lot of trouble going up against teams? Are you a mismatch for teams? I mean, in your high school career, what have you been at that position? Because obviously standing at 6'6 and being just under 300 pounds is pretty substantial. Have you met guys that can line up with you, or has it been more of you taking over?
Oh, yeah, you know, you always get, you know, those couple guys that can actually, you know, that can move with you. But usually I always stand my own ground, you know. And I talked to some coaches after the game, and they compliment me, you know, all I tell my players is just keep your arms extended and don't get pancaked 15 yards down the field. And, you know, that's obviously a compliment for me.
How often is... You know, when you look at your position in offensive tackle and you see these teams that have come out to you and really established the importance, you as an offensive lineman, I would think, would know that it's not just you. When you look at the rest of your team for your high school, how important have the other four guys been on the line to you?
Oh, they're all three of them are, yeah, all four of them are real important. I mean, I'm the oldest person on the line. The other boys are youngins. And they're going to be a real nice line, even when I leave. And I can't wait to watch them.
Now, looking at your recruiting, going and looking off of high school into college now, you had told me off the air that you did a nice long trip. Share with everyone what that trip was, how long it was, and how many different places you got to visit.
Oh, on that little trip, it was 7 schools in 6 days. First day was at Vanderbilt, second day was at Kentucky, my third day was at West Virginia and Marshall, my fourth day was at Rutgers, my fifth day was at Maryland, and my sixth day was at Virginia.
Could you keep the schools straight after taking such a long trip and having so many schools involved? I mean, after all of that, was your mind kind of jumbled, or could you really sit down and have some... look back on each of those teams?
Oh, yeah, I definitely had look back. You know, it's one of the most important decisions of my life, other than getting married.
Now, I'm sure that your grandmother told you that when it comes to women, you tell them that that'll be your most important decision and not what college you went to.
Yes, sir.
Now, all jokes aside, when you had that trip and you got to see all those schools in a short amount of time, did any of the schools stick out to you? I mean, when you go down the line of all the schools you just described to me, is there any school that really left a good impression on you?
You know, I wouldn't say that one stuck out to me more than another. Some did, but they all had their own differences.
Now, some of the other schools that you visited, one of them that you had named to me, Syracuse, what was that visit like, and was that attached to any other visits, or was that just going up to Syracuse and that was the only one?
Yeah, that was, I have a girlfriend right now, and she is from Syracuse, and she had a graduation party up there. So I went with her, and her family went with me to Syracuse to, you know, see the school.
What was your experience like at Syracuse? What do you remember?
Oh, I remember like it was yesterday, you know. I was, Eric White was there, and he gave me the tour. It was also real nice to meet him, one of the you know, the youngest in the game. But it was, they showed me, you know, they gave me a red carpet tour on Syracuse pretty much. Got to see the locker room. I got to see pretty much everything, to, even to the basketball gym. Into the,
and I also
got to see the dome. And that was, you know, I've never seen anything like that.
What was it like to step into the dome and experience that?
Oh, it was pretty cool. We walked in, all the doors were airlocked, so you couldn't open two doors at the same time. And we got inside, and there was actually basketball camps going on at the time. And we got inside, and I was like, wow, it's pretty hot in here. And they don't have the AC going on in there. So I think that would be a surprise to me, you know, being in Syracuse. I'm thinking it's going to be cold in the dome, and then you got to go through this place that has no AC, and you're, you know, humid. It's like a sauna. I'm sure all the Syracuse players are, you know, adapted to it.
Well, they've said before that it could be an advantage. Could you ever see yourself playing in that dome?
Oh, yeah, I think I definitely could, you know, coming from being in Florida where it's so humid all the time.
Now, having that, you know, having to play, obviously, in Florida air, and then, like you said, coming up to Syracuse, you thought it would be cold, but being inside, having that humidity, figuring out how to breathe and really be able to keep yourself going throughout an entire game and endure the game. When you look at your experience down in Florida and then a school like Syracuse, do you feel like you can make an easier transition than maybe you thought before?
Yeah, I think I could, you know, and a lot of players say, you know, I don't want to play in the cold, but, you know, what if you make it to the next level? You're going to play in the cold eventually. Or what if you go to an away game in college and you ended up playing in the cold?
So having that experience, have you really been in a cold weather climate before? Have you ever gotten to play a game where you've had to be outside in something that you're not used to?
No, sir. I've seen snow about one time.
Well, you definitely see plenty of it up in Syracuse, but I think that is something that's interesting, and for you to say to me, in the fact of Syracuse is obviously gets cold in the winter, there's snow in the winter, there's ice in the winter, but it's interesting to see how you respond to it, not knowing that the dome does stay warm, and essentially the dome is actually a hot place for teams to play, and teams that come in that aren't used to humidity do struggle. So I think it's interesting to get your side of it and really see what it was like for a Floridian to experience that.
Yeah, you know, of course, it's different from all point of views.
Now, looking at, I know we talked a little bit off the air, but looking at all of the offers that you have so far, can you take any teams out? Are there any teams that you got the offer from that maybe aren't on your mind, or is everybody right there with it right now? I mean, you have some time to make the decision, but how are these schools matching up with each other?
You know, it's all going to come through, you know, how pretty much every recruitment is. You know, some players say, oh, I want the best education, but, you know, if you're going to go to Division I school, they're all going to have education, like, and it all depends on what you want, really. But if you're undecided, they're all going to have education. So it really comes down to, you know, your how you are with the coaches and how you are with some of the players on the team. And the environment you want, really.
Have you had any, I mean, are there any coaches or any teams that you've been able to visit that really stand out to you? I mean, is there somebody that really left a big impression on you?
Well, you know, I have a pretty close relationship with a lot of coaches, you know, either from Georgia Tech to Vanderbilt to Rutgers to West Virginia. You know, I have pretty close relationship with a lot of coaches, but, you know, I haven't met all the players, so I couldn't really see how I'd fit in with those guys, if they're my type of guys. So, you know, that's also something that has to be seen.
When you and I had spoken about narrowing things down and figuring out what really is fitting to you, do you want to take more visits? Do you want to go back and see places again, or are you going to narrow it down just based on what you've seen?
As of right now, you know, I would like, you know, of course I would like, you know, to get as much as I want out and, you know, see one or two more places. And then when school starts, you know, take all five official visits. I know a lot of kids don't take all five because, you know, time runs out or they just don't have the time or, you know, they want to commit early. And, you know, I would like to take all five and choose wisely, basically.
And when you look at those five official visits, are there any schools that right now in your mind you're thinking, that's got to be one of my five?
As of right now, I was hoping to pick, you know, a top five or a top six, you know, at this month or the end of this month. And, you know, that's actually going to happen here real soon.
What is your timeline to sit down and pick your top five and, you know, top six? Do you want to do it, you know, now at the you know, are you looking at beginning of August, mid-August, late August? I mean, when would you like to really have it done?
Well, you know, I'd like to have it done before I take my official visits to see, you know, so I know where I can actually take my official visits and which ones I can go to and, you know, just choose from there.
Are you excited about this process? Is it nerve-wracking? I mean, what are your emotions that have really gone on for you, Marcus? I mean, what's life been like with not only being recruited, but being recruited heavily?
Well, I had no offers my freshman, sophomore year. They all came this year, and all 20 of them, or however many, I think 20, they all came in, you know, I think it was like a couple weeks, or it was all compacted into 1 month. I had all those offers. So it was nerve-wracking at first. You know, I was real excited, but now I think I'm taking it pretty smoothly, and I hope it all goes well in the end.
Now, before I let you go, there's a checklist that I think every recruit has, and of what school you want to go to. Now, you mentioned if you're undecided, you know, your relationships with the coaches and the players are going to affect where you go. When you have a checklist and you're thinking about a school, what's on your checklist? What's important to you? When you finally say, you know what, I'm going to go here, what do they have to have for you?
Well, you know, one big thing I've always, you know, believed in is a family at that school. And that's just one thing I always try to inspire and at the boys at Wikiwachi at my high school is, you know, we got to be a family because, you know, say if someone walks into your house and you don't know any of the people in your house and you're just probably going to try to save yourself. But if someone walks into your house and you have family in your house, you're going to protect your family no matter what it is, how it is, and what you do. And that's one huge thing with me. And, you know, obviously the environment I'm going to be around, I don't want to be around a negative environment and to where players are doing the wrong things and all that, you know, sort of stuff. And, you know, how I'm living and how I'm eating is also, you know, also a big thing.
Is there any place in the country that's got that good eating for you? I mean, is there a place that you're a little bit worried about the food?
You know, I don't think so. I think I can pretty much eat anywhere.
Well, I appreciate that, and it definitely sounds like it's wide open right now for you. So, I mean, if I'm hearing you correctly and all that are listening or hearing you correctly, it sounds like you got a blank sheet of paper and some work to do.
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate having you on, and I look forward to talking with you as this process continues for you, and I definitely would love to have you back on once you make that decision on who your top five, top six are.
I will do. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was offensive tackle Marcus Applefield from Wekiwaki High School down in Wekiwaki, Florida, looking at Syracuse and a bunch of other schools as a 2014 prospect on the offensive line. Mentioned left tackle is where a lot of schools want him to play, so obviously somebody who is believed to be able to anchor one of the sides of the offensive line and has the ability to be versatile, having played on the offensive line in general at those positions. So, Marcus Applefield, I thank him once again for coming on to the show here on a Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora exclusive, which you'll find only on wakeupcalldt.com. And you can become a member free by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com and literally just clicking on member free, and that'll take you through the easy steps to become a member of the site. You don't have to pay for any of the information, but all the inside information that I have that I get to you, all the stories I write, scouting reports, whatever it may be, and the letters that I get, such as those from the Syracuse men's soccer head coach, Ian McIntyre, who sends personal letters out to me to get to you in the community. You can get those all, but only if you're a member of wakeupcalldt.com, which you can do free right now. And I want to thank Drysig Apparel, who helped make everything that I do possible with Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. Helps to not only provide you with t-shirts that are given away for the women's line and the men's line and the hats that we have, but also to help me look good when I'm out there professionally in the Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora polos. I can't thank Mark Jones and his staff enough for what they do. Check out Drysig for all that they can offer by going to the Wake Up Call DT homepage, scrolling down to Drysig Apparel, and going ahead and clicking on that logo, and that'll take you out to drysigathletic.com. That's DRESSIG athletic.com. And you can also check out the Drysig Lady line. That's DRESSIG lady.com with that comfortable fit, the bamboo clothing line that allows you to relax with the clothes that you wear. High quality, relaxing clothes when you want to just take a little break. Want to take a break from the kids or a break from studying or a break from going out there and training. Just want to give yourself a minute. Do it with the bamboo line from drysiglady.com. And of course, with everything else that Drysig Apparel offers for the businessman, businesswoman, the student, the worker, whatever you may be, and if you're on a team, whatever team it is, wherever you are around the country and around the world, if you want to look good with a product that's durable and comes from a staff that truly cares, click on the Drysig logo at the bottom of wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and start customizing what you need for your team, your business, or just for yourself when you want to sit and relax. Make sure you go to that Drysig Apparel link, or you can go straight to drysigathletic.com or drysiglady.com. And Drysig, once again, is DREISSIG. Also want to put a special thanks out to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy, getting you on your path to hope. We talk about athletes and getting better. Well, not just for the athlete, but for anyone. We have ailments. There's moments where you get an injury, obviously something that you didn't expect. You may be on a team, or you may just get an injury simply doing something routine around the house. Whatever it may be, if your body's hurting and it's time for you to obviously get better, you don't want to wait. Don't make the mistake that I did. I waited and then had to get on my path to hope a little bit later. And I'm doing well now, thanks to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. But the only thing that I would say, if I could go back in time, is don't wait on it. Get out to Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. One of five locations in upstate New York can suit you because they're all over the place. You can see their locations by going to the leaderboard page of wakeupcalldt.com. And on normal business hours, Monday through Friday, you can call to make your first appointment, 315-652-4323. That's 315-652-4323. And get on your path to hope at Carrie and Daily Physical Therapy. I also want to thank Carvel DeWitt, who's given me the opportunity to bond with the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the entire nation. Not just in the state of New York, not in the Northeast, not on the East Coast, the entire nation. Carvel DeWitt serving the community and everybody who comes in to visit for over 60 years. And the only place to get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which is that wonderful taste of the chocolate, vanilla, or soft serve that you remember from Carvel from when you were a little kid. If you've never tried Carvel, trust me, you take one bite of that soft serve ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, and you will never forget that flavor. Stays in your mouth. Truly does. It withstands the test of time, the test of weather, whatever it may be. When it comes to Carvel, There's only one place to go that has fresh, handmade ice cream cakes daily. And just the design, the preparation that goes into what they make. When you walk into Carvel DeWitt, it's not only walking in for a different experience for ice cream, but it's a different experience for Carvel in general. There's a reason why it's the longest standing Carvel franchise. Jay Cartini and his team do a great job. They give me the opportunity to do that wake up call Sunday that gives you that soft serve chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, topped off with cookie dough pieces and caramel swirl. Make sure you get in there. Try the wake up call Sunday. They're open every single day of the week, Monday through Sunday. So make sure you get in there. When you get an opportunity to get over there, make sure you check them out. You can get the hours on the leaderboard page of wakeupcalldt.com, and you can also get some of their services. If you're looking to do something for a birthday party, a business event, whatever it may be, make sure you get in touch with Carvel DeWitt. Bring the family out there, girlfriend, boyfriend, best friend, your team. Bring mom and dad out. I do that now. Mom and dad used to bring me to Carvel. Now I bring them out to Carvel. Head out to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across the street from Tops. Get over there and get your creation. Find something on the menu that you like, or create something yourself. That's the beauty of it. It's what you want that day from what they have and what they offer, which you're not going to have any problem running out of ideas there. When you look at Carvel DeWitt, whether it's a flying saucer, a Carvelanche, one of their signature shakes, or if you just want to have a hot fudge sundae, head out to Carvel DeWitt, and you will have an experience that you'll never forget. Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the home of the Wake Up Call Sunday. And I also want to thank FanHands.com for everything that they do. If you're a fan of a team, which if you're listening to the show, I think it's safe to say that you're a fan of something, get out to FanHands.com. It's very simple. You can get it from anywhere you are simply by just clicking on FanHands.com. That's the beauty of it. You don't have to drive to the store. You literally just go onto your phone. If you have the internet on your phone, iPad, iPod Touch, whatever it may be, your tablet, laptop, desktop, head to fanhands.com, find the color of your team, purchase a pair of fan hands, which are very inexpensive, and get out to the game and be louder than you ever were. We all clap. Your team's not doing well, you clap for your team to get better. Your team's doing phenomenal, you're on your feet clapping again. But this enhances your clap. It makes you louder without you having to do anything else. You don't have to lift a foam finger. You don't have to get on a megaphone. You don't have to bring the clapper and hold on to that while you're trying to hold on to your drink. You just get your fan hands, put them on, and start clapping. Something that you're going to do anyways. Why not enhance your clap and enhance your experience by doing so when you're at the game? FanHands.com, great product that allows the best fans in the world to truly enjoy the game that much more. FanHands.com, and you can find out on the fan corner page of wakeupcalldt.com how your purchase of fan hands can actually help the community. So make sure you check that out before you buy your pair of fan hands at fanhands.com. Special thanks to everyone that's ever been a part of Dance Tour Broadcast Media, and that includes you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks once again to Marcus Applefield, 2014 Offensive Line Prospect, for coming on to the show. Happy to have him and look forward to talking with him again. Look forward to talking with you as well. And you can find out when you can do that by going to wakeupcalldt.com and checking out when the fan line opens, and make sure that you call 315-5031-FAN when that line is open. 315-503-1326. And you can catch me 24/7 on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, be well, and I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Tatora for Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on Dan Tatora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in.